Okay, my name is Sasha. I am 14 years old. Today is the 10th of November, 2017. Today, and I'm speaking with Preston Smith.
That's my name.
Preston Smith.
That's my name. We just met here at Red Dot Coffee Shop.
Yeah, we are recording this interview in Northville, Michigan. All right. How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
Ooh, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
Are you like you wouldn't?
No, like, so that's like really weird. So I always think it's really weird, like, when like people have like narratives for their own life, like already, like to tell you, like, is that true? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who knows?
I was actually literally just out there walking with my friends, and we were talking about how sometimes you would go out to a city and you could just pretend to be someone totally different than yourself.
You very much could do that. And yeah. I feel like I probably do that more often than not.
What is something you are passionate about?
I don't know. Gosh, I kind of feel bad because I feel like I should know these like questions like this.
Oh, you're totally.
And you
fine.
Expected me to like have really good answers, but I feel like I'm very passionate about life. That's like really funny. I feel like.
Are you passionate about beer growing?
I mean, I don't know if it's a passion, but I definitely have been growing a beard for a long time.
That beard
since
is
I was
awesome.
Like, I started shaving probably when like 8th grade, so probably even younger than what you are now. Like probably like 12, 13. I had a full beard by like 14, and then 16 I was rocking this look for a while.
Nice.
But I don't know. I'd say I'm passionate about life and just like trying to be happy and like being like good and nice to others.
That's good. That's good. Okay. What's your general day like? What do you normally do on like weekends and stuff?
Okay. So these guys know exactly what I do every day because I do it every day. But like it's always different, which is really funny. But normally, if I'm able to, I'll sleep in as long as I can, which
nice.
Is like I'm at a point in my life where like I'm able to like afford that sort of lifestyle, which is like really funny. But I'll probably wake up. Maybe around like 9:10 ish, 9 at the earliest usually, unless I have to go to work, I have something to do and I wake up like really early and I go do it. But I'll wake up like 9, maybe like sit around, check Facebook, check my emails.
Nice.
10 o'clock rolls around, I'll start thinking about coming, getting coffee, and
at
then like I'll shower, I'll dress. Sometimes I don't shower and I'm just like, I need a coffee right now.
Yeah.
And I'll come in, I'll hang out with these guys here and I'll get a cappuccino. They know my phone number. I hardly have to order or tell them anything. They know exactly what I want. I'm just like, what's up? They're like, what's up? I sit down and I talk to them about what I did the night prior. And then from there, I might go to work. I might go hang out. I'll go smoke some cigarettes or something. And then eventually like have drinks with a friend or text people or work on whatever I have to work on that day, whether it's a drawing I started 3 weeks ago that I picked back up or whatever.
Right.
Read a book, maybe.
Sounds cool. Sounds like an eventful life.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
What advice would I give to your teenage self? Just go to class. Wake up and go to school. You know, not everything is just gonna come to you easily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like growing up, like, I was, like, on that edge where, like, stuff just happened to me in the world, like sort of like serendipitous, where it was just like good things would happen and I'd be okay with it and I wouldn't try for anything. Whereas like now I kind of realize that like you should work towards something. You should get up. You should not be down all the time. Like you should just be happy and just put out that positive energy and positivity will come to you. Like you really have to like think positive, but also put like that like positive energy outward, but like also like speak and like think things into reality. Like you think it into existence, you speak it into existence, and it will happen as long as you make active steps towards that. So I guess what I would tell my teenage self is like forward, always forward. That's it.
That's
never
nice.
Backwards.
That's
forward, always forward. Sorry, I just got a text message.
Sure.
But yeah, so that's what I say.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Ooh. My happiest memories? I don't know. Oh, shoot. My happiest memory. don't know. It's probably like, okay, my happiest memory is really, really funny. Mm-hmm. It's probably the first time my sister said my name. Like, it was like one of her first words. Like, she probably learned how to say like mama, and then she learned how to say like Preston. But like, she didn't say it very well, but like, she like definitely like said like Preston, like before she like said like dada or whatever. Like, she's like 1 year old, like learning how to speak. But so that's pretty happy. That was pretty cool. Like, nice. Maybe the first time I held her, like, she was like a little baby, just came home from the hospital, and she like literally shit in my hand. That's a pretty funny story. So I was pretty happy.
That's good. That's good. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I guess I'm pretty proud of like that I've sort of kind of like changed my mindset. I'm kind of proud of that. Like, I kind of like was like very positive and like kind of like very active as far as like my community, like growing up, like and then like somewhere like I got like really like, I don't know, I wouldn't say it was like depression or like whatever it was, but I just somehow turned into like really negative for a long time. So like, I guess personally, like becoming positive was probably pretty
like
cool for me.
Turning moment.
And I suppose professionally, like the most thing, like, it's funny because I don't even do it, but like maybe when I was 19 and I got casted in my first movie, that was like pretty cool. But now it's like, I like do bartending stuff. So I guess I'm pretty proud of the restaurant I work with now. So like seeing it from being nothing to like being like something that like is getting a lot of attention, like not just like in the community, but like nationally, that's like really cool to me. I'm like very proud of the people I work with. So like, that's probably professionally currently.
That's good.
That's good. What I'm into.
I kind of hope I end up having a good like professional life.
Yeah, I mean, you have to always be acting like working towards it. I didn't expect to be in the restaurant industry ever, but like now it's like,
yeah,
it's working where I'm at.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
The dumbest thing I ever did in my life. It was probably, it was probably like when I was 16 and I was on probation and I made the active decision to violate that probation and I went straight to jail.
Dang.
That was probably the dumbest decision I ever made in my life. But also probably one of the smartest too, because I was like in that place where I was like, I can do whatever. But it also put me in a bad place too though, because like when I like got out, I was like in this like even worse mindset where like, you know, like I can fuck it, like I can do whatever time, it doesn't matter. So like that was kind of weird. But then like when you, that like sort of that daze wears off where like you realize that like you never want to have that to happen to you again, you know, it rounds you out a little bit. So that was definitely pretty dumb though.
But it was also kind of important, right?
Yeah, but I could have definitely prevented that, and that could have never happened. I could have never been dropped out of my high school for having to go to jail.
But if that didn't happen, where do you think you would be in life?
I probably would have graduated high school on time. I would have gone to college. I would have still maintained my scholarships. I would have, I'd probably be in some like professional position right now, whereas I work in the service industry now, which isn't really known as like a, it's not like a, like you're not like a professional, you know what I mean? You're not an engineer, you're not like a marketer, you're not like whatever it is. And it's not well respected. Maybe I'd be in a graduate school right now, or maybe I'd be having a job
but
and doing something.
Like happy. You seem pretty happy right now.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is like, there are things that were like, they happen and you just gotta figure it out from there. You just gotta roll, you know what I mean? You gotta figure it out on the flip. That's why you always gotta go move forward.
You know what I mean? I got you. Do you have any regrets?
Yeah, actively deciding to violate my probation.
Yeah.
That was pretty dumb. And you know, all I had to do was wake up and go to school.
Darn.
Just not skip. That was pretty dumb. That's a regret. But other than that, I try to live with no regret.
What was your relationship like with your parents? Oh my god.
Probably not the best. We, I don't know. It's complicated. It's a weird one. Like, maybe I had a little bit of resentment for them for a long time. kind of resented their relationship for like staying together. Like the only reason my parents got married really young. Mm-hmm. They started having children really young, and that probably wasn't the healthiest thing for them at the time.
Yeah.
So I think I held resentment because I felt like they had resented like us for like having to be together for 20 plus years, and then finally like my dad decided to get a divorce, and like that kind of like made it normal again. But like I guess I wasn't the nicest kid either to my parents, I guess.
What about like right now?
Not bad. I mean, I feel like I couldn't be anywhere without my parents, like especially right now. Like I was in still a rough situation, but like I was in an even tougher situation, like living at least. And then my mom let me live with her again, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm an adult and she's like letting me like stay with her so that I have like a place to stay, basically. So I definitely, I guess, have more respect for them now. Mm-hmm. That I'm not a shithead teenager.
Yeah. Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
Not super. I guess I'm really close to my sister because like she was born when I was 13. And you know, I was kind of like a, you know, it's really funny because like I was probably like a typical like hardcore kid at the time, like very seen. Not like very seen, that's really dumb. I was never seen, but I was like really into like the hardcore scene. Like,
yeah.
So I was like a really shitbag, like hardcore metal kid. Like, just was like just terrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I still played sports, I was still like active in my community or whatever, but I was definitely a shitbag. And like I had like a poor mindset, and then she was born, so then we became really close, and I kind of like helped shape her into like the 10-year-old she is now. So this is 10 years ago. I'm 23 now, and so we're very close. Growing up, me and my brother weren't very close because I felt like he was very mean to me. It's a 3-year difference. He's 26 now. I'm 23. He used to beat me up when we were little kids, like pretty bad, like all regularly, until I became bigger than he was. Because like I started like, you know, like changing for around the same time he was changing, and I just became larger, and like kind of like not maybe not stronger, but equally as strong. Started shaving the same time he started shaving, and you know, we used to get in a fight, and then once I became bigger and I realized that like I could take a beating and he couldn't because he never got really beat like that, I hit him and it just flipped. But I feel like now it's we try to communicate more.
That's like, good.
He's in the Navy and stuff, so we talk to each other. I guess we're kind of closer now than we everywhere.
That's good. That's good. Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
Not to me. I'm sure there's a ton of them, but no one's ever told them to me. And I feel like the funny stories that are getting told about my growing up is probably the ones I tell. But like, you know, those are the ones that you choose to tell, that you feel comfortable with talking about.
So what's so, like a funny story?
It might not be as funny as something somebody else would say. What'd you say?
What's like a funny story from your childhood, like from your viewpoint?
Oh, like me growing up? Mm-hmm. From my viewpoint. I don't know. I guess it was pretty funny. These are like easy questions that like people should be able to just say. But like, I guess I don't really have anything on my mind like that like is like inertly funny that I'm going to share right
now. That's okay.
That might be appropriate for the situation. There's a lot of funny stuff that happened in my childhood.
Like, say anything. It's fine.
Okay, so something pretty funny. When I was like 5 years old, I was really into nice things. But like, not that we didn't have nice things, but like I really like nice things. And my grandma had this really cool like present looking box made of gold that would open it and have a clock in it. I thought it was beautiful. And like I was 5, the inside of the case was like mother of pearl. The outside was like, it might have been plated, who knows, but it was gold. And I was like, that's awesome. And I've always liked gold. So like I stole it from her. And then I had to come forward and like apologize and like, you know, like sorry and like, whatever.
I'm sorry, I stole it.
Because I felt terrible about it. I took it and then I still have it. And then like I had to hide it, couldn't let anybody see it because like obviously, like I would get in trouble. And then also I was really embarrassed that I did it. And you know, so that's a pretty funny story.
All right.
So the ridiculous things you do as a kid, like stealing a candy bar from the thing and then crying because you're going to go to jail.
Yeah. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
Okay. Well, I had an art teacher freshman year in high school who was really cool. He was hilarious. The dude was an honest comedian. Very talented dude. Like, honestly, shouldn't have been teaching. Like, could have been, like, doing something performance or, like, just doing something, and which he does now. Like, in the art world, he's a sculptor. And he, like, does, he makes a pretty good life. But he also has, like, a landscaping company, but it's more than just landscape. It's more than just, like, cutting the grass. It's, like, he'll build you, like a custom patio scape that, like, you've never seen before. That's just, like, super artful. And he'll, like, make you a custom sculpture for that, like, steel, like, multi-mixed media type stuff. But
that's pretty cool.
He was really impressive. I think he really changed my mindset as far as, like, careers that could be possible. And then his now wife was a business teacher in my school, who was, like, really cool with me. I really looked up to. And you could, like, just talk to her as if you're an adult. And it was, like, super cool. And it kind of, like, pushed me towards, like, business as far as, like, high school years. And I was really motivated to go to business.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, like, those two teachers probably are really prominent in my life.
You are the most important lessons you've learned from your wife, husband, or partner?
I guess I would have to talk about, like, a past lover, or, like, you know, currently I'm not with anybody. But, I guess not to be a shitty human. Like, don't do bad stuff to somebody else, you know what I mean? Because it hurts. And yeah, just be nice and honest. Be honest. That's probably the most important thing I've learned from a partner, which is to be honest in how you're feeling and where you see yourselves in the future.
That's good. That's good. How do you? Oh well.
Yeah, I don't have one.
Skip that.
<That's pretty> funny.
How did you find your way to your current job/career?
Honestly, I met a dude in a bar who knew the guy starting this, like, pop-up or whatever. And then one day they were short of hand and they needed someone to host and, like, the front of house, like, sit people and, like, manage the seating. So I just went in. I had never worked in a restaurant before. And I just introduced myself, like, this offer. We connected in text, but we didn't ever see each other. We never met each other. We never spoke to each other. We just connected in text, like, in group chat, actually. That's how I found out about this. And then, you know, through necessity, you know, he, like, came up to me, like, wow, like, you know, like, you feel like you could be, like, a professional in this industry. And I was like, oh, wow, thank you. And I was just hosting. And from there, I'd be like, more and more responsibility in the restaurant. And then from there, like, eventually we needed, like, a bar program. So, like, I kind of had to do that just out of necessity, which, like, now we're in second phase. We're going to be an actual restaurant. I'm just going to be bartending. And I'm just going to be trying to work my way back up again.
All right. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Do you feel like your job is your calling? Why are you not? If not, what do you believe is your calling?
I don't exactly think bartending is my calling. I think that I do a decent job in the service industry because I'm able to, like, focus, like, really get personal with people. People generally like me. I like to think, at least.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny because, like, my first day, like, on the current job that I have, like, I don't know, but my boss basically just told me, like, talk to people, like, you are trying to get them to have sex with you. So that really changed, like, the way I interact with people at work. And so just making them like you even more, because you're trying to be super smooth with them and, like, show great interest and, like, all these things that you would attentively doing when you're, like, you like somebody, you know what I mean? So, like, but I don't think that's my calling. I feel like food and beverage, probably, maybe. I hope to one day, like, find my actual place in that, like, as far as, like, my permanent place, like, maybe if I'm opening my own spot or I'm, like, running my own program or whatever it is. But I hope it's food and food related. I like food. I'm a big dude.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. I like drinking too, so.
I love food. Food is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Tell me some favorite work stories.
Favorite work stories? Oh, you know what's really cool? Someone I really look up to in the industry. after I'd waited on her, and I didn't even realize I'd waited on her months before, and I met her, and I was like, wow, this is a really great person. And actually, she's going to be my current, manager in the restaurant that I'm